Christmas.
It's Wednesday afternoon on a warm autumn day in South Los Angeles, and 34-year-old LaShawn Miles is getting ready to mount a horse, a mechanical horse.
This machine goes up to the speed of 100, and since I've been here so long, I ride at 95, 96, or 97, or 98, and it's really good.
LaShawn is one of the 100 or so members of Slim Express, a year-old weight loss center in a shabby strip mall on Jefferson Boulevard. The members follow a one-hour exercise program that includes a trip to the sauna, a stint on a vibrating machine, and of course, a turn in the saddle.
I ride for about 20 minutes. Your weight's jumping all over the place, but it's really easy though, because all you do is just hold on like you're at a rodeo.
Most of the women at Slim Express have never been on a real horse. The neighborhood surrounding the fitness center is urban and poor. Not much green space, not many gyms. When LaShawn arrived here 10 months ago, she weighed 225 pounds. In fact, the majority of the center's members are what medical experts might call dangerously overweight.
Most people, I think, that they don't want to go to the regular gym because you see nice-looking people in the gym, physically fit people. I mean, you don't see women with six-packs here working out.
But the weight is coming off. LaShawn has lost more than 40 pounds, turning her into a believer. Not so Bob Girandola, associate professor at the University of Southern California. He has spent his life studying fitness and says he's skeptical of the exercise methods at Slim Express.
The simple rule of thumb when it comes to calorie expenditure is that work equals calories. For example, I think in this horse riding, if you're just holding on, it might burn a few calories, but it's not going to burn calories like you would if you were actually physically moving pedals around, you know, with force.
I tell him about LaShawn and some of the other women who say their weight always made exercise difficult, until now.
I would prefer to see somebody going on a normal diet and a normal exercise program. But if they've lost 20 to 50 pounds, they have my blessing, and by all means, they should continue.
Back at Slim Express, a woman named Rosine has a harness strapped around her midsection. A machine is shaking the harness, which in turn shakes Rosine.
My first day, so.
Her doctor told her she had to take off the weight, so here she is.
If it works, fine. If it doesn't, hey, it's a new experience, why not? Yeah, it's positive. It's all positive.
And it's that attitude that just might allow Rosine to shake, sweat, and ride her way to a thinner, healthier future. This is Allison Brody, Annenberg Radio News, Los Angeles.